On the Big Sports Breakfast, it's time to head across the Pacific and get the latest American news with Radio KJR's Dick Fain.
Good morning, Dick Fain.
Bunch of cheaters over there is what you
cheaters.
Are.
Cheaters with our drones. Mate, you'd have drones flying everywhere in America.
Sure, Amazon wants drones to fly packages to everybody's houses. I mean, I don't know what he was talking about about you being the advanced country. I would say the more advanced the country, the more cheating you do.
Our internet service is the quickest in the world. Not, you know, in Dubai, in that part of the world, they have invented a people carrier drone.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's it. It's going
to
be used.
Well, that's what they're trying to do here, and like we've got a bunch of clowns that are trying to build a renovated Key Arena here in Seattle, and the problem with renovating a Key Arena now is that it's all in a residential area.
Yeah,
the traffic's already terrible, so we don't want a 20,000 seat arena in the middle of a residential area. We want it gone. And we were asking this company that wants to bring an NBA and NHL team here. Well, where are you gonna park, and where are you gonna find traffic space? And they said, we're gonna use drones. So maybe that's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
Gonna drop people off right at the game.
Yeah.
I mean that would be fantastic. So that's kind of a big joke here in Seattle that we're gonna have drones. We're gonna be able to take drones to NBA games here in Seattle.
Yeah, well, like the Jetsons, isn't it? Now Donald Trump releasing three players, mate. What's this about?
Well, not just three players. I don't know if you've heard of LeVar Ball and his big mouth. He's he's the father of Lonzo Ball, and he's pumped his son up to be the next greatest thing in the world, and he's faced a lot of criticism, but albeit a lot of attention at the same time. Well, one of his younger sons, LeVar's younger brother, LiAngelo, decided it would be a good idea with a couple of his buddies. When they were playing an exhibition game over in China this last week, it would be a good idea to go to a mall and rip off some Louis Vuitton sunglasses. Mm. And that doesn't go over well in the States, and that really doesn't go over well in China when you get caught by the Chinese police.
No.
So they got thrown in the slammer. And it took Donald Trump's intervention to the Chinese president. Hey, can you do me a favor, buddy, and let these three idiot kids go home? So China let them off, and they're flying home today.
Okay, well, that's a good result for those idiots. Anyway, Dick, our World Cup aspirations are going on the line tonight, mate. We play Honduras. We've just got to win, and we go through. Of course, the United States of America are not going to be playing at the World Cup of football next year. Neither will Italy. What sort of ramifications does it have for soccer in your country, or does anyone care?
Well, it certainly doesn't help, and you would think, every 4 years when the World Cup comes around, for a couple weeks, people will pay attention to the soccer world, as long as, the American flags fly, and people wear bandanas, and people wear Go USA t-shirts, and then they forget all about it when the World Cup is over, and then the same thing happens during the Olympics. The problem with soccer in the United States is very simple. You have almost every American child, boy and girl, plays soccer until they're about 9 or 10 years old, and then they realize there's more A, lucrative, and B, fun sports to play in the United States. So they all leave and they start playing basketball and baseball and football, and then they realize, the parents realize, well, that's where all the scholarships are. That's where all the big money, because everybody believes that their kid's going to be the next LeBron James. So they pump in thousands of dollars to send their kids to camps and on AAU teams, and so all the great athletes end up playing basketball and baseball. And also, it's a demographic socioeconomic situation as well, that basketball is a less expensive sport to participate in. You don't have these thousands upon thousands of dollar soccer clubs that go on. I mean, There was a coach that wanted to put my 7-year-old on a select soccer team, and I was like, "You gotta be kidding me! I'm not gonna pay $2,000-$3,000 a year to have my 7-year-old play soccer. I'm just not gonna do it." And my son didn't like it that much anyway. He says, "Dad, I want to play basketball." So I was like, "All right, well, you can play basketball." He's already dropped out of soccer, and he's only 7. That's the problem here in the States, that your top level athletes are not playing soccer, and your secondary level athletes are not playing soccer. The people that are playing soccer through their high school years are the parents that can afford it. They're predominantly white. They're predominantly upper class. And let's face it, they're not the greatest athletes that the country has to give.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. NFL rep, mate?
We got a good – boy, we got a battle in the NFC right now. The NFC conference has 16 teams. Obviously, the conferences are split in half, 16 in the NFC, 16 in the AFC. And right now in the NFC, you have 10 teams that are above 500. So you have 10 legitimate teams fighting for 6 playoff spots. You have your teams that are, you know, commonly there, the Seahawks and the Packers and the Cowboys, all three above 500. But then you also have some upstart teams. You've got the Philadelphia Eagles with a second-year quarterback, Carson Wentz. They're at 8-1. You've got Jared Goff at 7-2. He's he's the quarterback for the Rams in his second year, showing great improvement. And then you got a sneaky little team called the New Orleans Saints, and they've got a quarterback that's been there and done that. Drew Brees has won a Super Bowl. They're a very dangerous team right now. They lost their first two games of the season. They have won 7 in a row based upon the fact that they found a defense and they found a running game, so they don't have to rely on Drew Brees to throw for 400 yards every game. And watch out for New Orleans. I don't know what you have them right now to win the Super Bowl, but they might be a sneaky punt at probably about, 16 or 20 to 1 at this point?
Look, to win the NFC Conference, they're actually second favorites here at $6, but to win overall, New Orleans is $10. So the boys have sort of found them pretty well. They agree with you, mate, that they're going to be one of those, they could be one of those dark horse sides that have got a real big chance. Mate, we're so excited down under because now Ben Simmons is sort of making the news. So your NBA is making the news, you know, every second night with the performances of Ben Simmons. He's been unbelievable. And if you're not aware, he's an Aussie that's making massive news for the Philadelphia side.
And he should be. And Philadelphia is making news as well as a team. I mean, they've done, in my opinion, what you should do in the NBA if you don't have a superstar. You tank it. You play terrible basketball for 3 or 4 years in a row. You stockpile first overall pick, second overall pick, and you build a team the way you want to build it. And they looks to be that they have got a future superstar. I'm not going to call Ben Simmons a superstar yet in the league, but he is certainly on that path. And he's putting up the types of numbers his rookie year that guys like Magic Johnson, guys like Oscar Robertson put up. Robertson put up with the 15 to 20 points, with the 10 rebounds, with the 7 or 8 assists a game. I mean, he's doing it across the board. Obviously, his field goal percentage has, come down a little bit over the last few games. He's only shooting 45% in the month of November. And that, that's to be expected. I mean, you're going to have teams now scouting him and defending his shot. But what's good for Ben Simmons is he's so much more than just a shooter. I mean, he can take the ball off the dribble all the way to the hole, and he can get other people involved with the assists. He's got a lot of other help on that team with some quality big men as well. So look for Philadelphia to be a playoff team in the Eastern Conference. Not a great playoff team, but a playoff team nonetheless. And Ben Simmons, I mean, if he's not going to win Rookie of the Year, I can't even imagine what his odds are. They got to be less than 1-1 to win Rookie of the Year, aren't they?
Yeah, stop the betting there. He's won it. He's won it already. Good on you, Dick. You're a good man.
Yeah, see you, boys.